It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Golf has often been the go-to leisure activity for athletes, politicians, celebrities, and many others. The rise of Tiger Woods proved to be a boon for the sport, garnering a new generation of fans. However, as Tiger's game has slumped, so has the interest of fans and others who've been making an exodus for the sport. This week, contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, looks at the business of golf. Rebecca, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's nice to see you, Paul. It's too bad we haven't just come back from 9 or 18 holes.
Do you play?
I used to play. I made some divots, some pretty large divots, let's just say that. But I do like the game, yes.
Sure. Well, yes. Let's talk about the popularity of golf in the greater Pittsburgh area. This seems like a hotbed for golfers.
It is. Pennsylvania overall is a beautiful place to play golf. There's a large collection of area golf courses, both public and private, and they cover, and in our area specifically, Pittsburgh, Erie, the Allegheny National Forest, the Laurel Highlands, and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we found out, is home to more golf courses per capita than any other state, Paul, more than 700 in total, 500 of which are open to the public.
Not surprised to hear that.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the home of Arnold Palmer.
These famous people.
Well, he might be the greatest golfer, and he's from here. And you know, you've got the Scots-Irish heritage, and let's face it, that's where the game was invented, right?
It
Scotland?
It truly was. I've been over there, but I did not play. I saved myself the...
Yeah, that's a really tough...
That would be a little
those
tough.
Those pot bunkers they have that are not fun to play
out. That would not
of.
Be good.
No.
But we do have deep roots in the area. The Foxburg Country Golf Club dates back to 1887. The suburban Oakmont Country Club has hosted the U.S. Open Championships more than any other course in the nation, 8 times, along with 2 U.S. Women Open Championships, 3 PGA Championships, 8 U.S. Amateurs. Nemacolin and Woodlands became host to the PGA Tour 84 Lumber Classic. So we have a lot of activity in this region. The Western Pennsylvania Golf Association established the Western Pennsylvania Golf Hall of Fame in 2013 to celebrate all the accomplishments. And there's a lot of golf professionals who teach here. We have a list on your website so you can get some great lessons. There are also a number of specialty pro shops, large retailers. And it's really interesting that so many of the high schools and the colleges and universities have golf teams. So there is a lot of activity.
Now, I understand that golf participation is trending downward right now. What are the numbers showing, and why is it happening?
Well, we're going to have to talk about that. So these are the statistics. Over 400,000 players left the sport last year. This is according to the National Golf Foundation. So here's
that can't all just because of Tiger Woods.
No, definitely not. Well, we had more women taking up golf, which is good because we see more women. They showed 260,000 women took up golf, but 650,000 men quit golf. They attributed it to a number of different things. A severe winter on the East Coast worsened the situation by delaying the start of the game. And we saw a lot of golf clubs and gear sales really declined. The decline came from a combination of new technologies and merchandise that core golfers haven't embraced and fewer rounds that are being played. I think it means that people just don't have as much time. The economy is sluggish, is a problem. And the biggest one that we found was a generational shift. And I think that's really the cause for concern. It's on the decline in younger players. And they found that over 200,000 players under 35 had abandoned the game last year. So when you combine all these things, and certainly Tiger Woods had really helped draw young players to the game, and his personal challenges may have reduced his influence. But fewer and fewer people are playing. More people are playing just 9 holes, not 18. So we're seeing those numbers going down. And I think golf has traditionally been used, Paul, as a way for people to connect and do a lot of business on the course. I think people are doing that more through shorter events, through social networking, through social media. I think things are replacing it.
What are the major fundraisers? Because golf is used as a major fundraiser.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned social events, but for many local nonprofit organizations, golf is a way to raise money. What about this?
Right. So we saw for sure all the PGA and those tours, and those bring in a lot of money to the whole region in terms of players and hotels and economic spend and churn. When we look at the major fundraisers for nonprofits, these have really continued, and golf is a large one. And according to the National Golf Foundation, 140,000 golf tournaments are held every year for charitable causes, drawing more than 15 million players, young and old, amateurs and professionals, and close to $4 billion are raised. So this seems to be the perfect fit. And we talked earlier about this one that's one of your favorites, which is
Bob Pompliani's golf charity event.
Right, yeah. Which is a big one on June 16th. There's also the Ben Roethlisberger's Golf Invitational on June 23rd. There's Golf for Goodwill on August 18th. So these are some of the very specific ones that we see that make an impact on the area and really are personal, too. So we have celebrities coming in for some of these, and that's fun.
We're talking with correspondent Rebecca Harris about the business of golf. And you mentioned the, what was it, the Foxburg golf course that goes back to the 1880s. What are some of the other unique golf courses and summer events in our area?
Yeah. So when you look at the Mystic Rock at Nemacolin Woodlands Resort, it was designed by the legendary Pete Dye. And it can offer golfers a challenge unlike most others. The par 72 is 7,533-yard course, has received top honors from lots of different magazines and Golf Digest, and it has a 78.1 rating and 151 slope from the championship tees. There's the Old Stonewall Golf Club, which is in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. I don't know if you've been there, but it's been selected by Golf Magazine as one of the 10 top public new courses in 1999, and it has sort of some real grandeur, and that's an interesting one. The Cranberry Highlands Golf Club in Cranberry Township has a very rugged landscape and 186-acre course for high-quality test of golf players at all levels. And so I think those are some of the really interesting ones that we see in our region, which you might not really realize, but I think a lot of people do know.
Yeah, those are the kind of courses that don't allow players like me in there.
or me, maybe.
Yeah, right, because we'll just tear them up. But there are many for the hackers, they are affectionately known.
And in the parks, there's many, and there's a lot of different places where you can go as a non-professional and really play.
Shenley Park is
a great place, and it's here right in the city, and it's very accessible to a lot of people, and so we recommend that. And taking lessons, I think, is really important. And certainly Dick's Sporting Goods, one of our big landmark companies headquartered here, has lots of golf gear for your pleasure. So we invite you to really look into this, and I think it's still a great place to do business.
Rebecca Harris, our business contributor, talking about the business of golf. Rebecca, as always, great thanks.
You're welcome. Nice to see you, Paul.
Likewise. Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll talk with Congressman Tim Murphy about issues with VA hospitals. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.